Dr. Jay Park. Today, I'd like to discuss how likely it is for patients with MDS to transform to AML. Before we discuss the topic, I do think it's important to remember the distinction between MDS and AML are somewhat arbitrary. That's based on the bone marrow blast percentages of 20% or less. 20% or less becoming MDS, and if you have a 20% or more, that becomes AML. And also, it is important to recognize the primary reason for death in MDS patients is due to consequences of bone marrow failure and not necessarily because of AML transformation. Having said that, the risk of transformation to AML is always something that the patients with an MDS fear, and then as a physician, leukemia doctors that we always monitor for. And the risk depends on some prognostic markers. There are several prognostic scoring systems exist for MDS patients. One commonly used one is IPSS, International Prognostic Scoring System, or another one is WPSS, WHO-based prognostic scoring system, and then the third one is MD Anderson-based scoring system. Even though there are strengths and weaknesses of each scoring system, IPSS is a mostly widely used prognostic indicator for MDS. All these prognostic scoring systems incorporate percentages of blasts in their bone marrow, karyotypes, some of risk factors such as intermediate risk karyotype or high risk cytogenetic abnormalities, and the presence or severity of cytopenias. So using the IPSS revised system, which is called IPSS-R, median time until 25% of the MDS population developed AML is greater than 14 years for very low risk, about 11% for low risk patients, 3% for intermediate, 1.4% for high risk, and 0.7% for very high risk patients. But using the WPSS, WHO-based scoring system, the very low risk group will have about 3% risk of MDS to AML transformation. The low risk group have a 14% transformation risk. Intermediate risk will have about 33%, and high risk 54%, and a very high risk groups will have about 84% chance of AML transformation. Although we do pay a lot of attention to MDS to AML because the treatment approach is slightly different, treatment options for these patients also do differ, as well as clinical trial eligibility, it is also important to recognize other prognostic factors in determining the proper treatment for these patients, such as their age, the goals of care, whether we are going for curative therapy versus palliative therapy, their performance status, and other molecular studies such as TP53 mutational abnormalities, TET2 mutations that may carry more prognostic indicator that may also affect the decision to go to bone marrow transplant or not. And thank you for viewing this activity.